One. Remember, the prophets are one because they're the messengers and they're bringing that message. You need one. And your soul has all the problem that all the prophet witnessed in this universe. Because who was opposite the prophets? You. We the people, right? Who killed all the prophets? We. Right? Remember, there is a tender stuff in you which has suffered again and again and again without developing hate for you. Yes, let's see how the Jesus is doing in you. Yes?
Night and day for the sake of this foolish people, thou, like night and day, art a replenisher of life. How art thou in regard to those bilious ones? What excellence is born from bile, headache? Do thou the same thing as the son of the east does. We are hypocrisy and craft and thieving and dissimulation.
That is the point. That the spirit here will try to be like the sun. Will come up, will shine everything, will warm up everything. What we do? We are the thieves, we are the fighters. All the negative stuff we create. Remember the question of Moses. Moses asked God, how come you created the shortcomings? The unjust one, right? Here, you're getting the explanation that, yes, there are two parts. Our soul is like the sun, trying to do the best. But the animal is here, and all the nonsenses of the animal are here. And the soul is suffering from all of them. Because if you're lucky enough that you are not born very strong, so you cannot kill someone, but you hear or you will see someone killing someone. Doesn't matter. If you're lucky enough to be in a place that I don't know, you never needed to get something or be a thief, but you understand that the thieves are us. We all do this. It means what? It means we are a mixture. A mixture of good and bad. The bad part is mine. The good part comes from that. They are not the same. All the shortcomings are here. I don't say we are the wrong part of it. This is a game and each party has a role to play. And for this there is only one way to explain to the audience of Rumi. It's a special drink which is served in Mid-Orient countries. It's a mixture of honey and vinegar. It's a very delightful stuff to drink, especially cold in the summer, because it's sweet, but it's not very sweet that you cannot drink it a lot. A little bit of sweetness, a little bit of sourness, and that's it. Rumi, again and again, will come to that and say, listen, everything is a mixture. So my animal has a part, my spirit has a part. My animal should do the animal stuff. My spirit should do the spirit stuff. And I'm a mixture there. My animal is here and alive and active. My spirit is his and is working at the same time. But feeling this, really, listen to this.
Thou art honey, we are vinegar in this world and in religion. The removing of this bile is oxymel. We folk who suffer...
You got it oxymel. It's not oxymel. But if you got it oxymel, okay. But this oxymel, what does it do? It's not just a drinking and the pleasure. They believe that it will help your biology because in that time there are four states of being for this biology. One of them, one of the extremists, Safra, which normally it goes towards yellow fever and things like that. And they believe that drinking this will cut that stuff. So he says, there is this cure. Honey will not do, vinegar will not do, but the mixture will do. This is the opening of a conversation. You remember that he asked a very serious stuff, Moses. And he knew it right at the beginning. So he excused himself that, I just want to clarify it. I don't believe in it. And Rumi is putting down the primitive answer to that. Because we'll go again and again and again to hear about it, the wisdom. But now, the last part. Yes?
We folk who suffer from colic have added more and more vinegar. Do thou add more and more honey, withhold not thy bounty. This was neat in us, such issue from us. What is increased by sand in the eye? Blindness. 'Tis meet in thee, O precious Clerium, that every nothing should gain from thee something.
Means what? I hope it was enough complicated then for you English-speaking people not to get it. Because there are things over there that it's not familiar in no culture. He's talking about, okay, if I open my eyes to the reality of the desert, this sandstorm will go in my eye. What will happen? I go blind. When you go blind, what do? Nowadays, not much, you send them to optometry to do some. In his time, no, there is this magical stuff. You put it in your eyes, it will cure it, that coal. And we believe that, and we believe strongly in that. Why? I told you my personal experience, I've done that. Physically, it worked for me when I was a baby. But now we're talking about something else. You remember, our problem is vision. And we believe that there is a magical stuff that will open your eyes. And that magical stuff comes from him. He is the magician. So here he will say, we attend to the filthy stuff, and you have that magic stuff. So please use that magical stuff, because you are the thing. We are nothingnesses. This is the word of thing and nothing is playing with. Yes?
Thy heart is roasted by the fire of these unrighteous men. All thy appeal has been, guide my people.
Do you remember that, guide my people? No, you forgot about it. Oh God, please forgive them. They don't understand what they're doing. This is Jesus on the cross. Right? You see, you know what? Even leading those fellow who are crucifying it is your stuff. That's why he really doesn't say, oh, please help them. They are silly. Because we deeply believe that you are only one who could do it. Yes?
Thou art a mine of aloes wood. If they set thee afire, they will fill this world with otto of roses and sweet basil. Thou art not that aloe's wood that is minished by the fire. Thou art not that spirit that is made captive by grief. Aloe's wood burns. The mine of aloe's wood is far from burning. How should the wind assail the source? O, 'tis from thee the heavens have purity. O, thy unkindness is better than kindness. Because if an unkindness comes from the wise, it is better than the kindness of the ignorant. The prophet said, enmity from wisdom is better than the love that comes from a fool.
Are you listening? Was this Moses asking something? The paragraph was this, right? Moses criticizing the God. The end was a lot of prayer. which was not prayer. It was declaring something that we are the one who is carrying the weakness, but we are connected in a way to the source of perfection. Source of perfection is the breath in me, and source of wrongness is my animal is over here. And both work together. Means divided the words. There are unjust and there is just. They said the unjust is here. Look at it. We do that unjust stuff because of one simple stuff. Ignorance. When the wisdom is here, we see it differently and we realize that there is no wrongness here. There is no shortcoming. Have you ever thought that the wheel of your car is not working properly because some part of it is going backward, some part is going forward? If you don't understand the turning, you could think like that, because one part of the wheel is going forward, the other one is going back. One part is coming down, one part. In details, there are opposites, but to us, there is none. We think about a complete set of stuff. The good part comes from above, and the wrong part is here. If there is no wrong part, there is no need for the right part. They are intertangled. Attend to the one which is more important, because one of them doesn't need your attention. You're always attentive. It's here with you. The other part. The other part is what? The non-animal stuff in me. Because if you eliminate the non-animal stuff in me, I'll be a chimp. A very bad chimp. Because if you were a chimp, we live only like gorillas, and that would be trouble. Chimps climb up very easily, human cannot. That's the only difference physically we have. Except being hairless and losing all the protections and things like that. That's the animal. And this animal should be animal, because we are talking about, we are not talking about being good. This is the worst mistake you do. You think about the perfect human, and you think we are asking you to be perfect. We never do that mistake just by looking at you. We always say, try to be the best of yourself. Perfect? Who talked about the being perfect? We talk about going towards it. We are talking about movement and change. In perfect, there is no change. There is no need for change. If somebody is perfect, that somebody should die at that moment, and that's a perfect death. So what? Humanity is about change. And for change, you need two factors. You need 2 feet to walk. With one, it's not practical. And one should be left, one should be right. You cannot have 2 right legs. So think about the necessity of 2 part for movement. When you go through this, I hope you have a week to go through this, read it again and again, because poetically it's very intriguing. He's talking about changes. Cause and effect will bring the change. Guess what? Change will come and will inflict upon cause and effect even. Because change it is. And for change, you need 2 possibilities, 2 ingredients. That's what it is here. Next time, inshallah, we'll see both.
Next.